for bringing you all the games this season, Bailey Chevrolet, CHC Home Center, Medlock's Body Shop, Progressive Ozark Bank, Savor Grill and Barbecue, Sounds Gone Mad, and State Farm Insurance agent Justin Shelby. The Tigers looked good in week one, running the ball most plays all game long and moving around the field without much trouble. The Orchard Farm defense really didn't have an answer for the Tigers, and they were fairly evenly matched heading into the game. Gary Lee talked to Coach Sloan about what positives and things he saw in the game that the Tigers worked on this week in practice.
You know, we took a lot of time off. We had about close to an 8-minute drive to start the game and didn't score, and then got the ball back, and about two plays later had an interception, and we went and scored, and then maybe the next play they had the ball, we intercepted the ball again, and we had some key turnovers by the defense. We scored on defense, and then maybe even when they were lining up to punt, I don't remember what happened, but that was our score there.
Mm-hmm.
We played well in all three phases of the game, and when you play well, offense, defense, special teams, everybody contributes, you know, it's going to be a pretty good night for you. You know, I thought we did a good job up front. We had big holes to run through all night long, and kids just did a good job. And, well, I don't know, at the end of the night, we didn't run very many plays. We just kept running the same plays because if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of deal. And, you know, I'm just very pleased with how we played up front.
Offensively, last week, Houston rushed for 382 yards on just over 8 yards per carry as a team. Anthony Carroll had a big game carrying the ball for Houston. He had 111 yards on 14 carries. Dakota James had a big game as well with 12 carries for 109 yards, averaging 9 yards a carry. Wyatt Hughes held on to the ball a lot instead of throwing, and he ended up carrying the ball 13 times for 77 yards. When he did throw, he was 2 for 6 for just 5 yards on the night. Zach Williams and Grayson Mitchell both had a couple interceptions that set the Tigers up in good field position. Williams had 11 yards on his interception, and Mitchell had 8. Mitchell, Austin Gates, and Anthony Carroll all had 2 touchdowns. Wyatt Hughes had 1. The Tigers tried for the 2-point conversion several times and came up with 6 points off those attempts. The team's defense was solid last week. Senior Harold Lassiter led the way with 2 solo tackles and 6 assisted. Seniors Keaton Gates and Anthony Carroll both had 6 total tackles on the night. Dakota James had 5 solo tackles, and junior Grayson Mitchell had 4 total tackles. So a nice win last week should give Houston some confidence tonight against the Falcons. Fayette won their season opener 14-6 against Carrollton, Missouri. They have a really good wide receiver, and we'll see how all that plays out. They have a good chance tonight if they can keep them in check, and they could add another win here in week 2. We'll have the kickoff for you next right here on Q94.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Well, good evening and welcome. We're here on the campus of Central Methodist University, and the Houston Tigers are taking on the Fayette Falcons. I'm Jared Holden. And the Tigers up here tonight off a big win in week 1, 49-8. Was their score last week. Tonight they're taking on a Falcons team that looks to be pretty good. We get set here for kickoff. Houston set to kick off. Falcons will receive the Tigers in their wide away uniforms and black helmets, and the Falcons in their all black uniforms. After short little kicks for the Tigers to get us underway, ball can be placed on the 41-yard line for the Falcons as they get set up here on the near half. Here's the snap for Falcons, and we brought down around the line of scrimmage and you picked up the yard. As they will pick up a couple of yards, ball is played on the 42. Brings up second down for Fayette. Second and 8 for the Falcons. There's the snap, high snap. Hand it off and run it here on the near side. They break through a couple of tackles. Tigers finally bring it down around the 45-yard line. And that'll be in Houston territory. Home market at the 46 here on the near side as the Falcons get set again. Wyatt Hughes with the tackle for the Tigers. And the snap for Fayette. So hand it off, run it up the middle. Picks up a few yards to the 40 as the Tigers bring it down there. Brings up second down. Falcons have a pretty good, really good wide receiver. He's really fast. He's 6'3". 185-pound senior Chase Allen. He's been offered by Army and Air Force, so the Tigers will have to keep an eye on him tonight for sure as Falcons get set up for the snap, second and 4. Here's the snap, drop back, look to throw, far side, long throw. It's no good for the Falcons. Off of Benjamin Wells, the quarterback. Third and 4 for Fayette. That'll set back up here on the 40-yard line. And here's the snap again for the Falcons. They run it up the middle. Picks up about 3 yards. That's the Tigers are there waiting for him. Bring him down. That would be 3 yards and brings up fourth down. Four and 2 for Fayette. Here on the near side, working the ball from the right to the left on your dial. After Fayette runs it up the middle again, brought down behind the line of scrimmage, it looks like that'll be Houston football as the Tigers get a stop here early. And the Tigers will take over right there at the 37-yard line. First down for the Tigers. High defense they're looking for. All night long, the Falcons last week had about 5 starters that they didn't play, and they defeated Carrollton 14-6, I think, was the final in that game. But they didn't really get a good idea of what they might be facing tonight. And here's the snap for the Tigers, far side, run the ball up to about the 45. And the carry by Dakota Gaines. picked up several yards there and set up on the far side. Tigers set up on the 44-yard line. Second down. Here's the snap and the carry on the far side. He breaks through a couple of tackles all the way down to the 15-yard line. Nice run for the Tigers as the Falcons finally are able to get him down on the far side after a nice run. Tigers get set back up on the 17-yard line. First and 10. Here's the snap. They'll run it back up the middle. Pick up a couple of yards. Brings up second down. Second and 10 for Houston. They come out of their huddle and get set up here in the center from the 9-yard line. Second and 2. Snap for the Tigers. Hughes throws far side, connect. And they'll be brought down. Coach James was the target on that pass, and he brought down. It'll be bring up first and goal here for Houston on the 4-yard line. Tigers set up as they run it through the middle and touchdown Houston. Go to James, carries the ball into the end zone for the Tigers, and the Tigers are first to score here with just a few minutes into the first quarter. So score early, that's what the Tigers really needed to do, and they are able to get it done here on the first drive of the game after the turnover on downs by the Falcons. Here's the two-point conversion attempt, and that is good. So 8-0 is our score here early in Fayette. Nice opening drive there for the Tigers as the Falcons turned it over on their first possession. Houston strikes early. They last week had really tried a lot of two-point conversion attempts and were successful in a lot of those. So they utilize that here. 8-0. Tigers really relying on the run game last week. They had two completions and just 5 yards passing the ball. As the Tigers get set to kick off. Seven and a half will play here in the first quarter. And here's the kickoff for Houston. Swim kick picked up on the far side. He brought down around the 41-yard line on the return for the Falcons. That's where they will take over there on the far side for their second drive. First and 10 from the 41 for Fayette. Fayette really likes to spread you out and get you in a secondary to hand the ball off. And as they draw back, looks to throw, connecting the center to Chase Allen, the wide receiver for Fayette, and he snatches that one out of the air, brought down around the 44. And that brings us second down for the Falcons. Second and 7 from the 44. Snap for Fayette. As they try to run it off the middle, he's going to be brought down, I think, behind the line of scrimmage, loss of about a yard. And the Falcons will set up here on the near half. Brings up third down, and we'll mark it right back at the line of scrimmage with the 44. Third and 7. Fayette with the snap, drops back, looks to throw, far side, connects with Allen, and he's brought down after a 3 or 4 yards on the pickup on the far side. Brings up fourth down for the Falcons. Marked at the 49-yard line, fourth and 1. They had with the snap as the officials blow the whistle, timeout, and 5.5 to play here in the first quarter. Houston kept them in bay so far. Allen hadn't really got his hands on the ball too much. Hadn't really seen too much out of him here in the first two with the next four Fayette. As the Tigers lead this one here early, 8-0. Game is set to originally be played at Fayette High School and had some issues with I think their scoreboard and this and that all week. So Central Methodist University, where this game has been moved to. Nice campus here, nice football stadium. And Tigers doing well here to start off week two. Some other games around the area tonight. Liberty Eagles are hosting Agape Boarding School Rhino. Here Lee has that game over on 96.9 the Fox. West Plains Zippers are over at Glendale taking on the Falcons. Harlan Hutchinson has the call on 102.5 KDY. Willow Springs Bears are hosting the Marionville Comets. Marty and Larry Spence have that game on 100.3 KUKU. Their Bobcats also playing tonight. They're hosting Salem, Arkansas, kick off their season. Run past the fourth loss to you as the night goes on. Here's the Falcons, 4th and 2 from the 49 on the far half. Here's the snap out of the shotgun for the Falcons. They're going to be sacked in the backfield, and Tigers will take over. Heads up defense for Houston. And Harold Lassiter with the back there for the Tigers. As Houston sets up for a good field position for their second possession. Set up here, center field from the 43, first and 10 for the Tigers. Falcon territory. There's the snapper, Houston. They run it up the middle. He brought down Andy Carroll with the carry. Carroll had a big game last week, and the coach bolted. Both had valuable yardage carrying the football. Second and 8 for the Tigers from the 41. Here's the snap for Houston. They carry it back up the middle again and brought down around the line of scrimmage. We'll see where they mark it. They go to James over here. Marks at the 39. Two-yard pickup for Houston. Brings up third down. Third and 6. Four minutes to play in the first quarter. Here's the snap to the Tigers, and another whistle blown. Another timeout. We'll take a quick break, too. You're listening to Houston Tigers football on T94.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
And welcome back. 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter as the Tigers lead this one 8-0. It's the Fayette Falcons here, Central Methodist University, 3rd and 6. As the Tigers are on their second possession of the game, or the second play of this possession. There's the snap. As Hughes drops back, connects with Zach Williams in the middle. Williams runs here on the near side. He's finally brought down. As they pick up several yards. And Williams is brought down. Off the completion there on Hughes in the middle. Here's the flag on the play. Unnecessary roughness is called. As Hughes had connected with Williams there, and they right down the middle. We'll bring up first down here for Houston, all the way down at the 20-yard line in Fayette territory. First and 10. For the Tigers, as they get set here working the ball from left to right. Here's the snap for the Tigers. Run it. And it's off to Dakota James on the far side. He's pushed back. And brought down around the 15. Brings up second down. From the 9-yard line. Second down here for the Tigers. And snap for Houston for the far hash. Runs it up the middle. He's going to be brought down. Hughes with the carry, and he's brought down the 11-yard line. Third down for Houston. Third and 7. Here's the snap and the carry on the far side. Anthony Carroll carries the ball for the Tigers off the handoff. Brings up fourth down. As he marks down at the 7. Tigers, once again, this week moving the ball pretty well. Fourth and 3 for Houston. Here's the snap for the Tigers. They will run it up the middle. In the one half to play here in the first quarter. I mean, just shy at the goal line from the 3. Pick up right up the middle. First and 3. Here's the snap for Houston, as they hand it off and run back up the middle again. He's going to be stopped. Just shot. Cody James with the carry. Once again for Houston. Picked up 1 yard on the play. Second and 2. Well, less than a minute here in the first quarter. Tigers get set up. Here's the snap as Hughes carries it up the middle, and he's over the goal line. Touchdown, Tigers. Off the quarterback keeper for Houston. Hughes runs it right in and up the middle. 14-0, pending an extra pointer. 2-point conversion attempt. Well, early on, this looks a little like last week. The Tigers haven't had any trouble so far scoring at will. If they can keep that going, we we enter the second quarter. Here's the two-point conversion attempt for the Tigers. They run in, and that is good. 16-0 is our score here in Fayette. Tigers not had any problems here with the dealing with the Falcons defense. Falcons really have not been in control of the game so far. They haven't really, Houston had possession and kind of put a stop. Really, the Falcons have not been in Houston territory much at all so far tonight here in the first quarter. We'll see what they draw up here in a second. Still 40 seconds left in the first quarter after the score by the Tigers. Both teams back out now as the Falcons get set to receive. And here's the kickoff for Houston. The finally recovered there at the 35-yard line for the Falcons. As he's been up there on the far side. With less than a minute to play. First and 10 for Fayette there from their own 35. And the snap for the Falcons. Runs it right up the middle, breaks a couple of tackles, finds a hole in the Houston defense, and picks up several yards. Hughes eventually brings it down, second down for Fayette. The 7-yard pickup, second and 3 from the 42. And here's the snap as they hand it off, run it on the far side. And he picks up about a yard as time expires here in the first quarter. Brings up third down as we get set here for the second quarter. We'll take a quick break and be right back here with Houston Tigers football on Q94.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
And we're back, about to kick off here in the second quarter. I'm Jared Holden, Houston Tigers up in Fayette tonight with the taking on the Fayette Falcons. 16-0 is our score. Tigers having no problems in the first quarter. Trying to keep that rolling here in the second. Falcons 3rd and 1 off their own 44-yard line to start us off here in the second quarter. Here's the snap as they drop back close to throw on the far side. Connect way downtown in Houston territory. Long pass there for quarterback Benjamin Wells for the Falcons. As that moves us way down to the 15, Houston 16-yard line, first and 10 for Fayette. Completion there on the far side. And here's the snap from the far half for the Falcons. They carry it up the middle, picked up about 1-2 yards. Brings up 2nd down. Second and 10 for the Falcons. Here's the snap, drops back, looks to throw here on the near side. And he got it in the end zone. We'll see if he put his name in place. Intended for Chase Allen. Doesn't come up with it. Would have been a touchdown. Tigers are spared that as the Falcons get set up here, 3rd and 7. From the far half, here's the snap for the Falcons. They run it off the middle. He can be brought down after a pickup of 1. There on the far half. 12-yard line for Fayette. Fourth and 6. Here's the snap to the back of Falcons. They drop back. Looks to throw on the far side. Throws long and did it for Chase Allen again. And that will be a turnover for the Falcons. Tigers will take over here. 10 minutes to play in the half. 16-0. Our score as the Falcons are starting to throw the ball a little bit more as they have yet to do so. They do like to throw the ball quite a bit when they can connect with Allen. And looks like that will be what they go to next. Here's the snap that Houston takes over. Run it off the middle. Wyatt Hughes will carry the ball for the Tigers on their first possession of the second quarter. 2nd and 5, 5-yard pickup for Houston on the keeper by Hughes. There's the snap of the Tigers brought down after a couple yards pickup. 20-yard line for the Tigers. Brings up 3rd down. third and two. And here's the snap. You take it on the far side. Break free. No one around him. The 40, the 30. He'll take it all the way in for a Tigers touchdown. Nice run by Houston. Off the handoff on the far side. Flag on the play. Holding is the call against the Tigers. So that negates the touchdown, and the Tigers will set back up in their own territory. It was a beautiful run, and we'll try and do it over. 9 minutes to play and a half. From the 25, the first and 10 for Houston. From the far half, here's the snap of the Tigers. As they run it and are brought down around the line of scrimmage. Flag is on the field. Let's see what that call ends up being. As the Falcons make some substitution. Coach Sloan talking things over with the Tigers. Sportsmanlike conduct is the penalty against the Falcons. I mean, it was up to the 41 for Houston. First and 10. Tigers with the snap. They hand it off on the far side. Breaks free, and that is Grayson Mitchell with the carry for Houston. Nice pickup for the Tigers. 47-yard line for the Tigers on the Falcons territory. Yard pickup for the Tigers. First and 10 from the far side. Here's the snap. Hughes drops back, looks to throw on the far side. Connects with Anthony Carroll. He's brought down on a tackle deep inside Falcons territory. And a nice throw there for Hughes. Completion. Second completion here in the first half, all the way down to the 24-yard line. First and 10 for the Tigers. Here's the snap. As Hughes keeps it, runs, here's the near side, break free, and he's going to score. Touchdown, Tigers. Houston feeling it tonight as the Tigers have had no problem poking holes in the Falcons defense. 22-0, hard score, pinching an extra point. You look the 24-yard run and a 2-point conversion attempt. Incoming. Here's the South Dakota Games runs to the far side and again, 4-2. 24-0. Our score here against Fayette. Eight minutes to play here in the first half as the Tigers have opened up a wide lead. As the Falcons are going to have a tough time mounting. They, on their last possession, were throwing the ball a little bit more. We'll see what they do with that. That's something the Tigers are going to have to kind of adapt to. Try and shut down Chase Allen and keep him at bay. So while we wait here for the Falcons to take over high school volleyball, Tuesday night, the Lady Tigers host Somersville. They're 1-1 on the season. They just beat Cuba the last time. To go out and support Lady Tigers volleyball this season. As the Tigers come out of their huddle. Pretty good size crowd tonight here on the campus of Central Methodist. Several Tiger fans made it as well. Tigers kind of getting into a rhythm as they travel up to Salem next Friday night. They go on the Tigers. And here's the kick. For the Tigers, return. On the far side, ball goes out of bounds. Flag thrown. For the Falcons, went out of bounds around the 30. Start us off here. But 8 minutes to play and a half. Tigers have been able to kind of mix it up tonight, run the ball, and throw a little bit, too. Ran the ball a lot last week. Been successful tonight for them as well, as a couple of completions, too. Tigers. Ran the ball for 382 yards last week. As the Tigers will get set to kick again. And the kick is going to be returned around the 30. He is going to be brought down just shy of the 40-yard line in Falcons territory. Yeah, that will bring up first down. Zach Williams gets the stop for Houston. They'll mark it on the 38-yard line. First and 10 for the Falcons on the far half. As they're set up, here's the snap for the Fayette. They'll draw back. Looks to throw. Connects with Allen. Brought down around the 40. Here on the near side. And they end up marking on the 41. Off the short 3-yard pickup on the throw by Fayette. Second and 7. snap. They'll run it off the middle. And break free. He steps out of bounds around the 52-yard line, or the 48-yard line, I should say, as the Tigers get them down here first and 10 for Fayette, 48-yard line, as the Falcons enter Tigers territory. Here on the near half, here's the snap for Fayette. Run it again, brought down. Around the line of scrimmage. Harold Lassiter with the tackle for Houston. Loss of one on the play is Lassiter is able to bring him down. Here's the snap here for the Falcons. Second and 11. Run here to the far side. Run down. Well behind the line of scrimmage. Back in Falcons territory. Third down. As the Tigers are right there waiting for him. Moves us back to the Falcons.
Was completed to Zach Williams there on the far side.
Brings up first down. 10-yard pickup for the Tigers on the completion by Hughes. After the Tigers handed off to Dakota James, he's going to be brought down. Second down here for the Tigers as he brought down, James is brought down here on the near side. Picked up three on the play, 42-yard line. For the Tigers, second and seven, 4.5 to play here in the half. On the near side, here's the snap for Houston. Hand off to James, again on the far side, breaks a couple of tackles, and he stops around the 45 in Falcons territory. Nice pickup on the run. For Dakota James, is having a great night carrying the ball for Houston. Falcons, 45-yard line, first and 10. 17-yard run there for the Tigers. Here's the snap on the far side, James of the carry again. That brings up second and 9 from the 44. Tigers on the far half working the ball from right to left. Here's the snap. Hughes with the carry. And he will advance up to the 31-yard line. Or the 30. Tigers come up that he just stepped out of bounds from the interception, and that leaves us with 2.5 on the clock. 24-0 is our score. The only one to get called against the Tigers. What was nearly an interception, just had stepped out of bounds on the other side. Flag on play before the pass was caught. Throw here to the near side is dropped by the Falcons. Incomplete pass here on the near side. Brings on second down. Second and 10 from the 45. There's the snap for Fayette. They'll draw back. Looks to throw here on the near side. Connects this time on the near. Near 40 is brought down. Just out of bounds. And mark it at the 39. Houston 39. Brings up first down for Fayette. Fayette trying to get things rolling here before the end of the half. Falcons run the ball. Brought down, and that will be a loss of a couple. Errol Laster with the tackle for Houston. Second and 12 from the 41. Tigers 41 yard line. About a minute and a half here in the half. They run it off the middle again. He's brought down, picked up about 1 yard on the play on the 40. Third down for Fayette. Ball at Houston's 40-yard line. Third and 11. For the Falcons here on the near half. Here's the snap for Fayette. As they throw to the far side, Allen catches them. Dodges a couple. And he will get it into Houston territory. As they mark it at the Tigers, 31. Just shy of first down will be fourth down for Fayette, 29 seconds. They have some time here on the clock. 35 seconds left in the half as both teams talk things over. We'll see what happens during halftime and what the Falcons have come up with. They are getting a little more comfortable throwing the ball, but so far, the results have not shown up on the scoreboard, but we will see if that changes. Houston has built a nice buffer. The 24-0 lead. Fourth and 2, as both teams take the field from the Tigers' 31-yard line. 35 seconds on the clock in the half. From the far half, here's the snap for Fayette. They fake the handoff to Allen. They run it off the middle. He's going to break free. Touchdown, Trotkin. We're finally on the board. Poke holes in Houston's defense that will play. And fake the handoff there to Chase Allen. They instead hand it off and run it up the middle. And are able to score. Labor Day, 24-6, ending. An extra point or 2 point conversion. As they will keep everybody on the field and go for two. He drops back. The throw pass is no good. 2 point conversion is no good. 24-6 is our score. There is just 28 seconds to play in the half. While they go ahead and get set. We want to take a second to thank our sponsors, CAC Home Center, Sounds Gone Mad, Bailey's Chevrolet, Taylor Grill and Barbecue, Progressive, Ozark Bank, and State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby. Their support allows us to bring these games to you, and we just want to say thanks to them. 28 seconds on the clock as Houston gets set to take over. They lead this one 24-6. Kick here for the Falcons. Caleb, 3-8. That's the kick here for Fayette. Strong kick there. Goes all the way to the end zone. Touchback for the Tigers. They get set here. The 28 minutes until the half. White Hills ran the ball a lot for the Tigers tonight. Dakota James carried the ball as well a lot for Houston. James had 109 yards for the Tigers last week. Here's the snap from the 20-yard line versus Jen with the Tigers. James with the carry. And it's time to battle the Tigers at hand. 1 yard pickup for Houston, second and nine. And I'm going to get set here before time expires in the half. So good game here in Fayette. Tigers lead this one 24-6. Tigers really have not had many problems. They just allowed the Falcons their opening to score there near the end. of the half. Found a little opening and ran the ball right up the middle. Falcons have started to throw the ball a little more and find some openings, but they really have struggled thus far. So we will take a break to ground for the halftime show, and then we'll recap things for second half action as the Tigers lead this one in Fayette, Missouri, 24-6. You're listening to Houston Tigers football on Q94.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Welcome back. It's halftime here in Fayette from the campus of Central Methodist University. The Tigers taking on the Falcons tonight. Gary Lee talked to Coach Sloan this morning about what the Tigers could expect tonight.
They do have a Division I wide receiver. You know, anybody in the area that was in the same district with, or sectional or state with them in track, they've seen some of those kids. They were state champion 4x1 team. This kid is blazing fast, you know, 6'3". I mean, definitely passes the eye test. You know, I know Army's offered him, Air Force has offered him. I don't know what else, but I know he's had some Power 5 schools in to see him anyway. They had four starters out last week that didn't play. They're all going to be back. And just hearing bits and pieces that the fullback or the running back and their middle linebacker, he's actually the best football player they have on the team. So didn't get to see him on film, but, you know, we know we're going to have our work cut out for us.
Well, you know, they like to spread the field, don't they, and just chuck it all around and get you into all kinds of help in the secondary and then hand the ball off.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then, you know, when you got a Division I type player, you better be paying attention to him out there, and then they're going to run him across the field and hand him the ball or use him as a decoy. But when you got that sort of speed, I mean, obviously your eyes are going to see it when he takes off motioning across the field, and likely he's going to get the ball, but you better be paying attention regardless.
Well, this kid on the Falcons that the Tigers are trying to put a stop to, his name is Chase Allen Jackman. He's a 6'3", 180-pound senior for Fayette. He has offers from both Army and Air Force, something we don't face too terribly often down in the SCA. As of last year, he has an 11.14-second 100-meter time. That's just about a second off of Tyreek Hill's best time. The kid is really fast, so he's one Houston is really trying to hold down tonight. Well, before we get back to the action, let's talk again a little about the game last week. Houston put up some good numbers for week one and have a better idea for a game plan for the rest of the season. Offensively last week against Orchard Farm, Houston rushed for 382 yards on just over 8 yards per carry as a team. Anthony Carroll had a big game carrying the ball for Houston. He had 111 yards on 14 carries. Dakota James had a big game as well with 12 carries for 109 yards, averaging 9 yards a carry. Wyatt Hughes kept the ball on the ground a lot, and he ended up carrying the ball 13 times for 77 yards. He had 2 completions on 6 throws for 5 yards on the night. Zach Williams and Grayson Mitchell both had a couple interceptions that set the Tigers up in good field position. Williams had 11 yards on his interception, and Mitchell had 8. Mitchell, Austin Gates, and Anthony Carroll all had 2 touchdowns. Wyatt Hughes had 1. The Tigers tried for the 2-point conversion several times and came up with 6 points off those attempts. The team's defense was solid last week. Senior Harold Lassiter led the way with 2 solo tackles and 6 assisted. Seniors Keaton Gates and Anthony Carroll both had 6 total tackles on the night. Dakota James had 5 solo tackles, and junior Grayson Mitchell had a total of 4 tackles. Houston Tigers football halftime show kickoff here in the second half against Fayette is next on